We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So this is a sad story, but America is, I mean, this has got us
intrigued.
So intrigued. But the body of Gabby Petito, the blonde girl that went missing, looks like it has been recovered. It was just the other day, on September 19th, yesterday, that they think they found the remains of her body in Grand Teton National Park, which is where she was last seen alive. Even though the text message that she had sent her parents, quote unquote, allegedly, said, "We are now in Yosemite," which is 800 miles away from that. And they were apparently, like, they would have done the 800 miles in one day. No way. That definitely happened. Her boyfriend definitely sent that text message.
Okay, start from the beginning.
Okay. So Gabby Petito, she and her fiance Brian Landry, or Laundry, I think it's Laundry, they went on a cross-country trip in a van that they converted into a fun thing, like a yurt or something. I don't know what they're called. Whatever camping people use.
Okay.
And they wanted to become like Instagram influencers and go on this trip. So they started an Instagram documenting the whole trip. So fast forward on their trip, and she was in touch with her family the entire time, okay? On September 1st, Laundry, her fiance, returned home alone in her van,
and she wasn't there.
Yeah. He was alone, okay? It wasn't until September 11th that Gabby Petito's family reported Gabby missing when they were unable to contact her. And Petito's father posted on social media that his daughter had last been seen traveling to Yellowstone from Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And that was where this video surfaced also, where the two of them were pulled over by a cop in Utah. And it was the video that made everybody, it was like the first twist in the story, because the video showed that Gabby Petito was the one who had the history of physical violence.
Okay.
Like, producer Jacob, you saw the video too, right?
Yeah, it's how I spent my entire day yesterday. It's like an hour and a half online.
Why does it prove that?
He had scratches all over his face.
And how did the police know this?
Because they pulled them over. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was some issue that happened in their car, so the cops pulled them over.
Oh, it was just a traffic stop.
It was a traffic stop, but it eventually turned into almost a domestic abuse case. I mean, before this footage came out and before I saw it, I thought, there's no way he could do this to his girlfriend. But as you watch this video, you start to hear both of their tales on this trip about how they're arguing with each other, about one of them has like dirty feet and they're bringing it into the van, and this is escalating into such arguments. They're hitting each other and there's marks on their bodies and in the video.
Hitting each other?
I think she was hitting
him. She's hitting him.
She was hitting him, and there were some marks on her, but she didn't say that he did it.
Okay.
But the video ends with them saying, you stay in a hotel tonight. Do not talk to each other. Don't text each other until tomorrow. I'm going to put him in my squad car and take him to a hotel for the night.
And they had to separate for the night. Because they did not want to. He, the fiance, Brian Landry, did not want to press charges.
Okay.
So the cop was like, okay, well, but separate. I don't want you two together tonight.
Okay.
So that was the last, that was the first twist in this, because when he showed back up to the Florida home where I believe both of them were living by himself, super weird.
Yep.
Where's Gabby?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't anybody say that? And it got weirder when he then goes and gets a lawyer immediately.
Yep.
He lawyered up right away and refused to talk to the cops, which I didn't know you could do. I didn't know they can't force you to. I know we've got the Fifth Amendment, but yeah. I thought that was only in trial situations, but I guess it's all the time. Like, if you don't want to, like, self-incriminate yourself, you don't have to.
It doesn't stop them from investigating you.
They investigate it, right. But if there's not enough evidence for them to arrest you, they don't arrest you. And now we're in a situation where on September 17th, this is now 6 days after she's been reported missing. He's gone.
What do you mean?
He's gone.
Nobody knows where he is?
No, he's probably in Mexico at this point. So he is now missing as well.
What?
Yes. He's now missing. And now, yesterday they find her, what is most likely her remains. They're going to do an autopsy, and I'm sure it's going to come back that the remains are.
And where were the remains?
In Teton. Oh. Where she last was in contact with people and stuff like that, last seen alive.
Okay, so I saw a TikTok video yesterday of a couple, young, about the same age, like kind of doing a similar thing, except they were documenting theirs on TikTok. And he was like, hey, can I get a ride? I'll give you $200. And they were like,
Who is he talking to?
The girl that was filming this TikTok.
Okay.
And she filmed this like yesterday. So now she knows everything that's happened. She goes, I need everybody to know Brian was in our car. He came up to us. We were at the park, the national park, Teton. Mm-hmm. He came up to us. He said, hey, I need a ride. And where he was going was only like 10 miles away. He's like, I'll give you like $200. They're like, it's a very large amount of money for such a short ride, but okay. So she said in this TikTok, she's like, he gave us some money. He's sitting back there. He's making small talk. We say, we're going to go to Jackson. And he starts freaking out. And he goes, pull over right here. Pull over right here. I got to get out. I got to get out. I got to get out. So they pull over on the side of the road. He gets out of the car and he goes, I'll hitchhike from here.
It's definitely Brian Landry. How come I haven't seen that story at all.
I just saw it on TikTok last night.
Wow.
And the TikTok is like a testimonial from this girl?
Mm-hmm. She's just holding the camera on herself.
Oh, but it's now, but okay. So, I mean, they need to talk to her then.
Yeah.
I guess they've already talked to the police.
Wow. Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
This story's nuts. And like, it's, I don't know, it just kind of like shines a light a little bit on like, I don't understand how that can happen. Why doesn't everybody just not talk to the police if that's
the case?
Because
just not talking to the police doesn't help you.
Apparently it does. Apparently, if they can't arrest you,
right,
you can not talk to the police while they investigate and hopefully collect evidence that you did something, even though it was pretty obvious that you did something, and you can just disappear to Canada or Mexico or wherever the hell he is now.
You just want to cry him so bad now.
No, God, no. No, I could never. The pressure's too much. In fact, you know what the thought I had?
What?
Was that this son of a bitch had, he was able to drive all the way back from Wyoming to Florida.
Florida?
That's where they lived, in Florida. That's like a 3-day drive. And that entire time, he couldn't think of a story. He couldn't think of anything. Like, by the time he got to Florida, 3 days later, the only thing he came up with was get a lawyer and disappear. That's it? You couldn't come up with anything? Like, the fact that he couldn't do that makes it so obvious that, like, he did something, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Allegedly. I think I legally have to say that.
You do.
Anyway,
it's sad ending.
It's a sad ending. I mean, I feel so
bad
for her family.
I feel like as a country, we were all like
hoping that she'd turn up somewhere.
I mean, I still have my hopes up. I think they still have to have somebody identify the body. They say that it's
okay,
a description.
Okay, that's still somebody's body.
I mean, that's unfortunate, but this Gabby Petito case, I'm really into it. I hope it's not her.
We'll probably find out, but it probably is. But
oh, man.
Anyway,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.